Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Hi there, welcome to another broadcast of Jesus Revealed. Now, we're thinking really towards the end of Abraham's life in this particular recording, and we're thinking actually in particular about the death of Sarah. Now, Abraham was married to Sarah for a long, long time, and Sarah dies. We find that in Genesis chapter 23, she died in a place called Kirjath Arba, and that is also called Hebron in the land of Canaan. And Abraham mourned and wept for her. Now, she was a beautiful woman, and she was the wife that he'd had for many, many years. I want to read to you a little bit about this, because I think there's an important but simple truth that we can learn about the Lord Jesus and about life and death and resurrection from this. It says in verse 3, Abraham stood up from before his dead and spake unto the sons of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and a sojourner with you. Give me a possession of a burying place with you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. Now, there's a very important principle when it comes to bereavement. It's a tragedy when folks die, but there is the sense that there needs to be that closing of the door, that conclusion of the matter, I may bury my dead out of my sight. Now, if you read the passage, and please do, in Genesis chapter 24, you'll find there's this little bit of debate. It's an Eastern way of doing negotiations. He's regarded as a mighty prince, verse 6, and he's given the choice of their sepulchres, and Abraham stands up and he bows down before these people, and he says to them, I would like the cave of Machpelah. Now, I'd like to talk to you about the cave of Machpelah, because the cave of Machpelah is very interesting in the sense of what its name means. Many years ago, it was pointed out to me that it could be translated the cave of turning. And, well, that's interesting in that meaning, because really, death is the turning point at the end of life. Death is the point at which life ceases as far as this life is concerned, and people move on to the next. And yet the Lord Jesus, he said that there is a door, and he is the door to eternal life. Jesus is pictured in this cave. The cave really would picture a place of burial, or not picture, but it is a place of burial. The cave of Machpelah could also be translated not just a cave of turning, when life terminates, when things come to an end, though we know for our interests as a Christian, the truth is this: Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. The Lord Jesus Christ is the way to eternal life. But I'm interested in the practicalities of this, because the name Machpelah also means a doubling, a way in and a way out. Isn't that wonderful? A doubling. I think that Abraham recognized in the name of this place that death was not the end. Here, this cave is a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus, because the Lord Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He is not only give eternal life to people today, but the Lord Jesus in John chapter 5 and John chapter 11 would teach this principle, though a man die, yet shall he live. And there are those that are in the graves that shall hear the voice of the Son of God. And so he talks about people hearing spiritually as at conversion, but he talks about people hearing physically as in the day of resurrection. So Machpelah, a way in and a way out. Oh, the Lord Jesus, he had the way in. For the Lord Jesus entered into death. The Lord Jesus became obedient to the very point of death. He went to Calvary. He went into death. And we give that God thanks for that. The Lord Jesus conquered death by suffering upon the cross. He paid the price. He entered in where no one else had gone before. There's a beautiful picture in the Old Testament of the scapegoat. The scapegoat is an expression we use to blame somebody, to attribute blame. Well, there's a sense in which that's where it comes from, because this goat had the sins of a people confessed over its head. And symbolically, when they took the goat out of the town, the city, out into the wilderness to a place where no one had ever been before, it was taking on its head symbolically the sin of people. It was going away to a place where no one else had ever been before. The Lord Jesus, he entered into death, but not just death, the way in. Machpelah, a doubling, a way in and a way out. Not just the way into death, but death as no one else had ever experienced. The Lord Jesus entered into hell. I mean by this, he entered into the judgment of God. He entered into the sufferings that we would have endured forever in hell and eternity because our sins need to be paid for. There's a price. He went into death. We give thanks for that today. The Lord Jesus didn't just die, as in physically. He entered into death and all that that means. He entered into all the judgment of God that we might never experience the second death. We might never know the eternal judgment of God. But I am so grateful that this name, Machpelah, means not just a way in but a way out, a doubling in and out. For I am so glad that on the third day the Lord Jesus rose from the dead. I am glad that he is the resurrection and the life. I am glad he's the one in the book of Revelation appears to John the Apostle and he says, I am the one that liveth and was dead. Isn't it interesting he puts it in that order? The one that liveth and was dead. Why, he's alive. He lives today in the power of an endless life. He lives today in the presence of God. He lives forever. He will never die again. Death has no power over him. It never did have. He became obedient unto death. And he entered into death, but thank God he came out the other side. And I think as Abraham would have stood and looked at that grave that day, that Abraham understood that death was not the end. Job, one of the old writers of the Bible, says, if a man die, shall he live again? He also says, I'm waiting for the day when my change shall come. He's waiting for the day when I shall see my Redeemer. I shall look upon him. Abraham understood that death is not the end. Maybe today you need to understand that death is not the end. You need to understand that life doesn't end in a graveyard. Life doesn't end with a funeral. That is sadly the case for so many. But 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says, we sorrow, but not as those which have no hope. All my hope today is based on this word Machpelah, as it illustrates the Lord Jesus, the one who entered into death, the one who suffered the just for the unjust that he might bring us to God, the one who rose from among the dead, the one who the Bible teaches is the first fruits. 1 Corinthians 15, he is the first fruits. There was a way out. He's the one who rose from among the dead because many others will rise one day from among the dead. He is the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in him, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I know these recordings are mainly for believers, but they're for everyone. If you're listening today and you're not a believer, would you understand today that death is not the end? There is a doubling, there is a way in, there is a way out, and the Lord Jesus is the way to life. He died. He was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead. So Abraham bought this grave. He put his beloved Sarah in there. He bowed himself before the people. He paid his price because he was an honest man, and Sarah dies. Now over the next chapters of this book, you will find, and we'll talk about this next time, about Isaac and his bride. Another picture, beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus and a bride. And so chapter 23 is the death of Sarah. Chapter 24 is the bride for Isaac. Chapter 25, Abraham marries again a woman called Keturah. And in one sense, that's a picture of the prophecy, the purposes of God, the dispensational dealings of God. That God deals with Israel, it's put aside. And God brings in a bride for his son in chapter 24. And then Abraham has another bride when Israel is restored into God's blessing in a future day. Beautiful pictures there. Jesus revealed. Amazing stuff from the Old Testament. May God bless you. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.